they want to keep those authority because that's the authority. Because you see, all those denominations, they stand on the authority of their fathers. Whether their fathers rebelled from the authorities that were before them, they were perverse. But now all those authorities, they've all become perverse themselves. It's all just one big pack of perverseness. One big crooked and perverse nation. The state of the people. I said, to me, it's like they're like the Jews. The promises of God pertain to them. They have the scriptures. You know, unto them are committed the oracles of God. I mean, the New Testament is with the Gentile church and the Jew church, because there's still Jews called out of every generation into Christ. Well, unfortunately, though, but a lot of times we're all separated from each other, you know. But that's all right. And a lot of times it's geography and, you know, there's things that separate. God makes separations, even between brethren, for his own purposes, because it can fall out for good and we just don't understand. Verse 22, but ye know the proof of him, that as a son with a father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Him therefore I hope to send presently, as soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. So he had hope, in the sense he was going to send. He hope means mere expectation. I expect to send Timothy, but I trust. Now that is a little different. There's hope is persuasion, but you know, and trust is pitho, which is the word for faith, meaning I'm persuaded. But I do not believe Paul traveled to Philippi again because he was... So, I mean, you know, like I said, we can put our faith in things. It's the substance of the things we're expecting. It's all we have. But still, you know, it's like in this thing, remember, he wasn't sure what was going to happen. Verse 25. Yet I... Now, this puts... the lie to those who would say, you've got to interpret verse 21 literally. And verse 20 literally. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness because that he had heard ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. You know, he's saying, I thought it necessary to send Epaphroditus. I thought there was nobody else like-minded who will naturally care for your state. Well, you remember, you know, Epaphroditus was the messenger from Philippi. And he was around Paul, but he was really their guy, so to speak. And he's sending them back, you know, with Timothy is the idea. Yeah, you know, kind of. But my point is that it's like, see, there are sometimes these all statements are meant in a figurative sense. Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, he that ministered to my wants. You know, he came to minister, as Paul said, your lack of service, and that's kind of like, it sounds in English like he's being rude, you know. Hey, you lacked in service towards me. He supplied it. You know, what it means is like they wanted to do service to Paul. They felt they needed it, and he supplied it. You know, it wasn't being rude, though. Like I said, in English, it kind of comes off as rude, but it really wasn't. It's not meant like that. He means it in a very affectionate way. You know, he longed. You know, Epaphroditus longed to go back. But he was very sad because, why? Because they had heard he was sick. He didn't want them to worry about him. See, he didn't want them he didn't want them to be afraid for him or sad. You know, and he was, He's like, oh, they know I'm not well. And, you know, he didn't want them to worry about him. Because it was true. He was, you know, we thought, man, he could die. But God was merciful, and not him only, but on me also. Because Paul was, you know, he didn't want to be sorrowing of the loss of a brother whom he obviously had so much love for. I sent him more carefully, you know. He took care in the sending of Epaphroditus that he would not be. I wonder if Epaphroditus is the one who delivered this letter, because he talked about how he intends to send Timothy, but here he's sending a letter, perhaps in the hand of Epaphroditus. You know, I didn't read the whole book ahead. I only read the chapter ahead, and I've studied Philippians extensively, but I don't have like a photographic memory or anything. So we're going to find out. Isn't this cool? We'll learn something. But I thought, as I'm reading something, well, but maybe he's the guy who delivered the letter. Could be wrong. I don't know. Now I feel like peeking ahead. Did I waste your time? Maybe. But, he, you know, he was sent from Philippi to serve Paul and to give, you know, things that they had sent for him and so on and so forth. And I really don't have anything more to say about this. This is just Paul talking about the service of the brother, the love. And, you know, you see an example here. You know, for the work of Christ, the guy put his life in danger and at risk. He was sick. You know, who knows how this, you know, to come bring their, you know, what they had prepared for Paul, whatever gifts or you know, or things to, for his needs. And the guy's in prison. He has no, you know, while he's in prison, he couldn't work anymore, probably. I doubt he could do tents. You know, maybe he had something he could, I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like, but people were supplying things for him, you know. He needed things. I'm sure, you know, the paper, the parchments and so on to write on were probably somewhat expensive. I don't know. But they were supplying things for him that he could continue his work. In love, and they'd sent Epaphroditus, and he might have gone through some, you know, weather or whatever. You know, who knows? You know, you expose yourself into the elements and stuff, you can get very ill. And he did not regard his life in that regard to come to Paul. So he kind of threw himself into the lion's jaws, so to speak. Well, we'll pick up next time with chapter 3.